James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
The left has a powerful new tactic in their culture war. That tactic is reputational terrorism, and it could be coming for you.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, I think, often quite dishonestly, has used their platform, has used their media connections to destroy the reputation of people.
We expose attempts by the far left to destroy those holding to traditional Christian beliefs on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. You may have heard the term cancel culture a lot lately, and that's for good reason. One of the most prevalent and effective tactics of the anti-Christian far left today is to marginalize, demonize, and even criminalize those with whom they disagree, including those who simply hold to the biblical traditional view of marriage and sexuality. They carry out a sort of reputational terrorism, seeking the destruction of Christians, Christian organizations, and Christianity itself. On today's program, we investigate this phenomenon and help you navigate how to live as salt and light in such a culture. One of the most influential, well-funded organizations carrying out this agenda is the Southern Poverty Law Center. With hundreds of millions of dollars in their pockets, they are going after Christian organizations like this one with the goal of destroying us. Our own David Wright shares this report.
Today it seems that civility and respect have been thrown out the window. If the woke mob disagrees with your viewpoint, they will carry out a character assassination in an attempt to silence you. And the people being targeted the most are Christians and conservatives.
Clearly, there is an anti-Christian bias. And this isn't, you know, some people want to look back and say, oh, it's only been going on for a couple decades. That's wrong. It's actually been going on, you know, four decades since the turn of the century. Now we're at a point where, Christian thought is canceled. I call it the spirit of invalidation that has been running rampant for decades.
What cancel culture, I think, when you really understand what it truly means, is people being canceled from everyday life, from being detached from civil society. I think that's what's scary about the kind of cancel culture phenomenon, is how deep it reaches. A person can, because of their political views, because they cross what is considered politically correct, they are unpersoned by society and the major institutions of our society that increasingly conform to only one worldview. I think that's what makes it particularly disturbing.
We've been conditioned over time to kind of accept this as status quo. And the result of it is the America that we have today.
But who exactly is participating in this cancel culture? Some have referred to them as reputational terrorists.
I think calling cancel culture reputational terrorism is a good way to put it. I think that's the point of cancel culture, is to make people afraid to say their opinions, afraid to say the truth.
One group at the forefront of this reputational terrorism is the Southern Poverty Law Center, the self-proclaimed hate group watchdog.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is an organization that began back during the civil rights era, in part to protect the rights of those who were being unjustly treated. However, what we have today is an organization that, in continuing its mission, has lost sight of some of the key principles that motivated, in particular, the Southern Christian leaders, the ministers, who were fighting for our unalienable rights.
We believe that while they may have stood for some good things in the past, What they're doing with their hate map towards ministries like D. James Kennedy Ministries is absolutely wrong, and they should be held responsible.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has placed our ministry on their hate map for simply holding to the biblical definition of marriage and sexuality, placing our ministry amongst actual hate groups such as the KKK and neo-Nazis.
I think the Southern Poverty Law Center has almost been a vanguard of cancel culture because they have lumped in social conservatives, people who are mainstream, with essentially hate groups. And I think the whole point is to, I think it really is to mix those two things together. In effect, creating that cancel culture for anybody who disagrees with a far left line is essentially labeled a hater, a racist, all these terrible things.
Matt Staver's Liberty Council has also falsely been placed on the SPLC's hate map.
It is irresponsible for the Southern Poverty Law Center to label organizations and people as haters or hate groups simply because they disagree. We can have disagreement all day long. Do it respectfully, do it politely. We're not going to necessarily see on the same page. That's fine. But don't put people in harm's way intentionally. They know what they're doing.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, I think, often quite dishonestly, has used their platform, has used their media connections to destroy the reputation of people.
The media will cite whatever the Southern Poverty Law Center says as gospel truth. Once you can say that, somebody's on the SPLC hate list, and if you're a journalist for the mainstream media, then you point out, yes, this group is on the hate list for the SPLC, and this is automatically bad. This shows you what haters the group is. So that's essentially what's happening.
There's a lot of money in positioning yourself as an organization that's going to deal with haters who are in your neighborhood and haters who are around every corner and skinheads and the rise of the KKK, raised literally tens of millions of dollars based on that particular position.
This is an organization that has a massive endowment of, I think, $300 million. Much of it is kept offshore in offshore accounts in the Cayman Islands and so forth. And yet they exploit people, small donors and so forth, asking for money that they don't need in order to do things that are disingenuous, that are not actually helping homosexuals, but simply attacking people who they happen to disagree with ideologically.
Southern Poverty Law Center has the right to speak. They don't have the right to libel, slander, or defame. And there is a difference between speaking openly and honestly in the marketplace of ideas and destroying wrongfully the reputation of an innocent party.
In 2017, D. James Kennedy Ministries filed a lawsuit in federal court against the Southern Poverty Law Center for defamation.
The judge took the time to write an almost 150-page ruling over the course of a year in evaluating these issues. But we believe, as we are taking this up on appeal to the 11th Circuit, that there were a number of areas where he got the issue wrong. I think when you say hate group, it's pretty obvious. You're talking about someone motivated by hate. Well, that's not D. James Kennedy Ministries at all.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is redefining what hate is. It's doing so first to raise money, and secondly, it's doing it in order to shut down all contrary opinion, which the First Amendment was designed to protect.
So in a sense, these are reputational terrorists that are aiming to destroy those that are speaking truth into a culture.
We've appealed that decision to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta.
D. James Kennedy Ministries is literally standing up for the freedom of every Bible-believing church and organization across the nation.
Now, more than ever, it is vital for Christians to stand firm in their beliefs despite the attacks of these vicious reputational terrorists.
I think Christianity is one of the primary targets of cancel culture. I think that the radicals who push this idea, they see the West in general as a great evil in this world, and that includes, of course, Christianity, which is really the foundational, is the moral foundation of the modern West, and they see their ideas as running counter to that. A Christian West, a Christian America, is one that I think resists their ideas. And I think that's why they want to make Americans, turn Americans against Christianity. I think poison religion because it counters many of their ideas. It's not just that you're going to be thrown in prison for what you believe. Things have not gone that far, but you will lose your reputation. You will lose your ability to make a living, to speak your mind. These things that are foundational to freedom, to the American way of life, these are the things that are going to be taken away from people.
We are being maligned, and a lot of us aren't comfortable with that. We don't know how to handle that. And so we begin to compromise so that people will like us, so that they won't say, you know, nasty things about us. And that compromise keeps us from doing those very things that we've been called and commanded to do so that we can preserve and proclaim the gospel. And yet to do it with gentleness and with reverence. That's always been what we've been called to do. It continues to be what we're called to do, to give a reason for the hope that is in us.
As you've just seen, we have entered into a new era in America, an era in which holding traditional biblical beliefs about marriage, gender, and sexuality can be grounds for tarring you as a hater or bigot, unworthy to participate in society. But in another sense, this is not new at all. As the Bible tells us, the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil. Sinful humanity has always hated the truth of God and sought to suppress it. And so we should not be surprised or discouraged as if something strange were happening to us. Sin decays culture, and we are called to push back with love and truth. Dr. D. James Kennedy explains in this portion of his message, Salt and Light.
Our Savior said, "Ye are the salt of the earth, ye are the light of the world." Salt and light, twin qualities that every Christian should have, and in fact, at least to some degree, every Christian does have. Today I'd like to focus our attention on the first of those, the fact that we are to be the salt of the earth. Amazing. A handful of people standing beside a lake in a nondescript corner of the Roman Empire, and Jesus says to them, here, this little group of people, "You are the salt of the earth." And yet, amazing as it may seem, this astonishing statement and prophecy has turned out to be true. That Christians, the followers of Jesus Christ, have in fact proved to be, more than anyone else, indeed, the preservatives of decency and morality in the world. An incredible statement to just a few people way back then. And that's what salt does. It stands with feet spread and hands on hips, arms akimbo across the threshold that leads to all of the purity and decency and morality that exists in the world. And it says to everything that would corrupt, everything that would pollute, everything that would decay, it says, "Thus far and no farther shalt thou go." And that's what we ought to be doing if we are the salt of the earth. I wonder how many unbelievers that you have any kind of real social contact with. Now, we ought not to be seeking our fulfillment from them because they can't provide it. If we truly are a Christian and have a heart that has been changed, it is a God-shaped blank and only God can fill it, and we know that. Jesus went among sinners in order that he might give to them, not in order that he might get. But we need to have contact if we're going to preserve. And so, in this society of ours, when there are so many corrupting influences, Christians need to make contact with that world. We should be those that say no to all of the influences that would tend to corrupt society. How much, dear friend, are you acting as a preservative for this society? You could do far more than you imagine. You could change many things in this society if you would just sprinkle some of that salt upon some of that decaying meat. Let your voice be heard. Don't be afraid. Rub some salt into a wound. Ouch, that hurts. And in a society that is filled with wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they don't always welcome salt, as I have discovered again just this week. In fact, they can be positively offended by it. And that, of course, is something that goes with the territory of being a follower of Jesus Christ. Salt does irritate. It does sting. But nevertheless, we are called upon to be that salt. Not only am I, but you are as well. Remember, Peter Marshall, the chaplain to the Senate, said that when the apostles preached, there were either riots or regeneration. Today, we get a pat on the hand and a nice sermon, pastor. Well, we almost had a riot this week, didn't we? But that comes with the turf of being a real Christian. Today, there's a new brand of Christianity around. Abner tells us it's a new, non-irritating brand of Christianity. It is without offense and without effect. Ah, but dear friends, Jesus didn't call us to be the sugar of the world. He called us to be the salt of the earth. And I want to tell you something. I would much prefer to be the sugar of the world. I would be delighted to have all men think well of me. And I want you to know that I don't like it when people carry signs and say that I'm a Nazi and a hate monger and a fascist and a Khomeini and all sorts of other lies. I don't like it when the newspapers print nasty things about me. I really don't like that at all. Would you? I would much rather be Uncle Sugar Daddy. And everybody would love me. But woe unto you when all men speak well of you, said Jesus, for so spake they of the false prophets which were before you. But blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. May I ask you, how much persecution for Christ's sake have you endured? For Christ's sake have you endured? Oh, we all endure some persecution because we are offensive, because we are obnoxious. And that should not be. But how much persecution do we endure for Christ's sake? The Bible says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, said Christ. By the way, we're also not called to be the vinegar of the world. Neither the sugar nor the vinegar, but we're called to be salt. Because salt not only stings, it also purifies and cures and heals. And let me say lastly that salt also makes you thirsty. How many people have you made thirsty for the water of life? How many people have ever come to you and said, I don't know what it is that you've got, but whatever it is, I want it. And that's what Christ calls all of us to be. Make people thirsty for the water of life. And then give them a drink. Give them a drink of that water of life. Share with them the glad tidings, that sparkling, bubbling well of water that Christ offers to us of life everlasting. Share the good news of the gospel with them. Ah, dear friend, I would hope that you will resolve in this coming year that you are going to be the salt of the earth. For Christ's sake.
As Dr. Kennedy just shared, you and I are called by God to be salt in a decaying culture. And we are called to be light amidst the darkness. The fact that those who are in rebellion to God recoil from this cannot and must not stop us. But in order to carry out the mission God has given to each of us, we must be equipped and prepared. And that is what D. James Kennedy Ministries is all about. And we have developed some vital resources to help you understand the sea change occurring in our society so that you can counteract it with love and truth and light in your own sphere of influence. First is the short book, Demanding Tolerance, Losing Our Freedom to Disagree, written by our own John Amen. Perhaps you have found it confusing that the left holds up tolerance as the highest virtue of our culture, and yet they viciously attacked anyone who holds other views. That's not an accident. They have been in the process of redefining tolerance, as well as other powerful words, for decades as part of executing their agenda. Discover the truth and how to provide biblical answers to those who call our Christian beliefs outdated and intolerant in this important book, which we will send to you as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free, 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to include a generous donation of $40 or more to help us stand for truth and defend your freedom, we will also send you a DVD copy of our eye-opening documentary expose, Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Earlier in this program, you saw how the SPLC engages in reputational terrorism. On this special DVD program, you will also discover how they are funded, what their real goals are, and even how they inspired an actual terror attack against a Christian ministry right here on U.S. soil. We will send you the insightful book, Demanding Tolerance, which will help equip you to navigate a culture hostile to Christian truth, as well as the stunning DVD special program, Prophets of Hate, the Southern Poverty Law Center, as our thanks for your generous gift of $40 or more. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. The current move by self-proclaimed woke elites to completely squelch any viewpoint that is out of step with their progressive agenda is very revealing. This is generally not how people who feel confident in their viewpoints behave. This is the behavior of those who live in a house of cards with a stiff breeze rising. The internal contradictions in the belief system of our woke would-be masters are legion. On the one hand, they say you must understand the plight of the so-called oppressed. Well, fair enough. But on the other hand, they say you can never possibly understand if you're not already part of an oppressed group. They tell you that disagreement is hate, and then they work to censor, ban, fire, and cancel anyone who disagrees. For example, if you stubbornly refuse to believe that biological men are women just because they identify as such, the wokish left will not offer you a reasoned argument in response. No, these reputational terrorists will instead gleefully work to destroy your life. And the reason is because the things they believe and are working to embed in our society are grounded in thin air. If a mentally disturbed person were to use such reality-denying reasoning before the staff psychiatrist, their dinner plans for the foreseeable future would be clear. Here's the point. There are no reasonable arguments to be made trying to overturn everything that human society is built on and instinctively knows, like the difference between men and women. And because there are no real arguments, the radical left must instead appeal to emotion and wield abusive power. Listen, they're not trying to change your mind. They are trying to make sure that no one else hears your thoughts, thus creating an Orwellian atmosphere of intimidation where agreement is compelled. But as Christians, we have truth on our side, and we must not be intimidated. Instead, we must lovingly but firmly insist on the truth, helping others to have courage to insist on it as well. Woke leftist progressivism is the very definition of a vain, logic-free worldview. And as the scriptures say, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
Big government has to get bigger to survive. And it has to take over every aspect that challenges its illegitimate authority.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.